rear mirror is your fear. Smile and say hello, dear. You're on me, wonder what makes you care, wonder what makes you stare. Into a nightclub, only friends are in there. Is that really blonde hair? Why don't you play fair? You could be in Mayfair. You know my heart in seven pieces, not supposed to be that up there. Have to read the books again. All I need to love, now you're gonna feel the same. Vice versa, love and pain, vice versa, love and pain. You think that I've returned emotions, all I need to love, now you're gonna feel the same. Vice versa, love and pain, vice versa, love and pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, Justin America, and it's 21 July 2012, your host for the next hour. Today's program notes are titled AAA Gangsterism. They can be seen at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If we learn nothing else over our three-part agitprop series, it is that words do matter, ladies and gentlemen. And on our previous episode called Transitions, we also learned about the origins of George Orwell's Newspeak and so-called Basic English, quickly simplified to just Basic. In the piece I shared with you called How the British Used the Media for Mass Psychological Warfare. So we'll revisit that in a bit. But before we do, remember that our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you'd care to chime in with some pointed words or thoughts of your own. But herewith first, my customary assemblage of quotes from James Madison: knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. Also, the prerequisite for action is the will and courage to be truthful. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This promises to be an interesting show today. AAA Gangsterism.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Bumper music, they're all tunes from the English beat, or how they're styled in Great Britain, simply the beat. an assemblage of East End socialists in London. And this was popular dance music back in the 80s. Now, we're going to be reading from Invisible Serf's Collar. That's Invisible, S-E-R-F-S, Collar, collar.com. This is Robin Eubank's website, speaking to the issues of education and the law. And he shares with us two quotes from Julian Simon's influential work entitled The Ultimate Resource, to wit, skilled persons require a framework that provides incentives for working hard and taking risks, enabling their talents to flower and come to fruition. The key elements of such a framework are economic liberty, respect for property, and fair and sensible rules of the market that are enforced equally for all. And the essence of wealth is the capacity to control the forces of nature. And the extent of wealth depends on the level of technology and the ability to create new knowledge. And I would have issues with that quote. But my favorite quote of the week comes from Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, which, of course, I always urge you to visit regularly for such gems as this one. Communists are what they call their rivals. Economic developers are what they call their allies, but they are one and the same in practice. Quite insightful. Rodney in Illinois submits a few words this week from the Lost Horizons newsletter, a piece entitled Words Matter. It begins, "There's an old wisdom observed many times in many different forms by thoughtful folk over the ages. You don't know what you don't know. Everyone has seen this expressed in one way or another. And it is fairly self-evident, even though it is a wisdom that most of us would do well to have tattooed on the back of our hands, because it's so easy to forget. Yet here's another truth of a similar character, but subtler. You can't think what you can't say. This latter wisdom is also ancient and finds expression in the mystic traditions of most cultures as the principle that one can't truly have mastery over a thing unless and until one has learned its true name. In its grossest sense, this simply means that if you haven't got a word or words for something, you can't manipulate it in your mind. Just like you don't know what you don't know, you can't think what you can't say is a self-evident fact once articulated. But since we can't readily imagine that there is anything for which we have no words, because you know we have no words for it, it's easy to be oblivious to this limitation." Which takes us back to the program notes page entitled Transitions. In the article entitled How the British Use the Media for Mass Psychological Warfare. Now, as you listen to this, ask yourself if we have not been psyoped, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to learn about for the next couple of minutes is Tavistock's so-called language Project and the actual origin of Newspeak, which is quite evident today. At the start of World War II, Tavistock operatives, including Brigadier General John Rawlings Rees in the Psychological Warfare Directorate, were busy at work on a secret language project. The title or the target of that project was not the quote-unquote enemy, but the English language itself, and by extension, the English-speaking people. The Tavistock crowd had picked up on the work of British linguist C.K. Ogden, who had created a simplified version of the English language using some 850 basic words. That would be 650 nouns and 200 verbs, with rigid rules for their use, called Basic English, or BASIC for short. The product was ridiculed by most English-speaking intellectuals. Ogden's proposal to translate classic literature such as Marlowe and Shakespeare into BASIC was rightfully attacked as an effort to trivialize the greatest expressions of English language culture. But in the bowels of the Psy War Directorate, the concepts behind BASIC were key to a large-scale control of dangerous, quote-unquote, thought. A simplified English language limits the degrees of freedom of expression and inhibits the transmission of meaning through metaphor. It is then easy to create a reality that can be massaged through the mass media, such as what existed then, radio, also newspapers, magazines, and the like. Because a reduced language is a straitjacket for the human mind. Let me repeat that. A reduced language is a straitjacket for the human mind. Yet conversely, I'm hoping to demonstrate today that concision of language can also be quite beneficial as it pertains to laying the proper foundation for one's life. The British Ministry of Information, which controlled all broadcasting and news dissemination, decided to experiment with the effectiveness of BASIC. The BBC was asked to produce some newscasts in BASIC, which were broadcast in a number of foreign sections of the BBC, including the Indian section, which included among its operatives 1984 author George Orwell and his close friend Guy Burgess, who later was to be involved in Britain's biggest post-war Soviet spy scandal. The results were carefully monitored. Those involved quickly discovered that with some modification, the language was ideal to present a censored, edited version of the news, since it lent itself to simple, declarative statements. It gave those statements the character of fact, even though the information being reported was heavily censored or even self-admitted propaganda. And let's not forget lies by omission. Following the presentation of a special report on these findings in 1943, the BASIC project was placed on highest priority, quote-unquote, in the War Cabinet at the insistence of Prime Minister Winston Churchill. The project, now declassified papers reveal, was to be expanded to include work in the United States. While not revealing the secret research on the psychological implications of BASIC, Churchill became its cheerleader. And we'll return after these messages.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Before we delve more deeply into this material, you've heard it said in the past that I refer to careerism and credentialism as false promises. careerism and credentialism are rather double-edged swords. But in a communitarian society, quite dangerous. Do you know I have equated communitarianism to gangsterism, which can only lead to slavery in a system of governance where self-management or what is termed individualism is frowned upon. Because, of course, communitarianism encapsulates capitalism, communism, and fascism. In fact, it's called the all-encompassing ism, or school of thought. But remember, this broadcast is entitled AAA, Gangsterism. But before we begin, a couple of terms. If you go to corestandards.org, there's something called Common Core, which writer Robin Eubanks refers to throughout these four pieces that I've referenced on today's program notes page. The mission statement for Common Core, more fully known as Common Core State Standards, provide a consistent, clear understanding of what students are expected to learn, so teachers and parents know what they need to do to help them. The standards are designed to be robust and relevant to the real world, reflecting the knowledge and skills that our young people need for success in college and careers. With American students fully prepared for the future, our communities will be best positioned to compete successfully in the global economy. And so what we really have here is outcome-based education. Originally from K through 12, but now fully implemented through the degree programs of practically every college and university in this country. In fact, throughout the world, it is out-based education. The other word to be familiar with is the word dirigiste, which is spelled D-I-R-I-G-I-S-T-E. It means, comes from the French diriger, which means to direct. And then there is that word, dirigisme, which refers to a form of socialism in which an economy is strongly directed by the government to meet the interest of, mostly in our case, the super capitalist, who have themselves a strong hold on the state apparatus. So getting back to what are the three A's in this article. They are assessment, accreditation, and accountability. Remember, we're dealing with Newspeak here, ladies and gentlemen. The three A's in AAA gangsterism today is assessment, accreditation, and accountability. And we'll return after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Mirror in the bathroom, please don't freak. The door is locked, just you. back.
So I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but when I run across someone today who touts their credentials, I have to ask, how much brainwashing would have to be undone before this person could possibly function as a truly free and independent person? Now, the articles at LarkinTexas.blogspot.com that I'm referencing come from a website entitled InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. S-E-R-F-S, as in Sam, serfs, as in indentured servants, and caller, C-O-L-L-A-R. At this website, you'll even see a brass collar worn by serfs from the 1700s. But this article is entitled Credential Inflation: How Reforming Higher Ed with Learning Outcomes Can Damage All Degrees. And he writes, a few days ago I got linked in a conversation on rampant credentialism. Readers frustrated that the degree they had paid good money to obtain didn't really provide the knowledge or skills anyone seemed to want to pay for. Another reader complained that he had been a craftsman for many years and was now being told he had to get a certificate proving his competency. He had paid for the program and finished it so he could keep making a living with his experience and skills, but that the coursework of the program itself added nothing. If that certificate was all someone with that experience had, it would barely be worth the paper it was written on. Yet it was now required to open the door to future employment, ensuring a nice stream of income for some credentialing institution. And what if the next degree is just more of the same? Remember the cliche about the 1,000-mile journey still requiring that first step? Well, the first step in using education as a means for trying to obtain a different utopian tomorrow, redesigned around sustainability and planned and managed through the advances in computer technology, needed that first step somewhere. The somewhere has been higher ed, going on for more than 20 years now. But nobody told the students or parents or taxpayers. How I hate that word, taxpayers. Just like those words, employer, employee, U.S. citizen. College used to be where you could go and encounter greatness, great minds, great books, great ideas to build on. And if you weren't terribly good at negotiating those encounters and felt more shocked than invigorated, you changed your major or muddled along and learned to cultivate different important character traits besides the intellect. The world truly does need all kinds of knowledge and skills. The science nerd capable of invention needs the people person to help her sell it. We have talked about outcomes-based education in the K-12 classroom. Did you know the regional accreditors have pushed learning outcomes in higher education? Major by major? How about new means of measuring progress and activities so that students from diverse backgrounds and ethnicities and genders and races can all obtain degrees and credentials at rates reflecting their percentage of the population? Did you realize that colleges and universities not willing to go along with the regional accreditors' vision for transforming American education can lose the right to participate in the federal student loan program? Did you realize the vision of education credentials for all is tied to a political vision for a different kind of society and economy that's not in place yet? And if it ever does occur, we are looking at drastic reductions in economic prosperity for everyone. But the politically connected? Does anyone think the typical employee or exec with a regional accreditor has any idea what makes an economy grow? Or a recognition from history that degreed socially re-engineered human capital without useful knowledge or skills is a path to disaster? What do you think about this, ladies and gentlemen? Your children are being brainwashed. There's a very good chance that you were brainwashed. How does it make you feel? Do you not see yourself as part of this organized crime schema? As a racketeer? The physician who doles out meds like candy. Do you think that person's following the Hippocratic Oath? And do you think that person gives one whit about you? So what about that teacher? What about that professor? What about our court system? Our legislators? Our lawyers, attorneys, counselors at law, judges? I'm telling you, you've heard it said by me before. I'm surrounded by criminals. Literally surrounded by them. And so are you. Chances are, you may have yourself thrown in with the criminals. Did you know that other countries pushing outcomes-based education in K-12 and higher ed also adopt, quote, qualifications frameworks to try to force private businesses to accept these credentials? Which means even more regulation and expensive compliance measures from would-be employers? Money that could have gone towards hiring more employees or developing new desired products and services. That qualifications frameworks are expensive, controversial, and a quick trip to a dirigiste economy? This is all integral to what is known as Common Core. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm disgusted by this. The slaves willingly permitting themselves to be enslaved. The slaves willingly permitting themselves to essentially become a part of the mafiosi. There can be no doubt of the rampant criminality evident in this society today. How do you think this came about? I personally haven't seen a doctor in 38 years, nor do I ever intend to, at least of my own volition. Oh, I think they're fine when it comes to emergency medical care. But even that, I've learned, you have to be responsible in how you engage these people. Under Obamacare, these damn people will murder you. They will murder you and not think anything of it. These people are robots. They're part of organized crime. They can't say anything. They can't give a damn about you. Empathy is not part of their makeup, perhaps outside the hospital. It may be part of their makeup. And I don't understand how it is that people can separate themselves from what they do professionally with how they see themselves in their private lives away from their work. I don't understand it at all. I don't know how any attorney or lawyer or judge in this country can look himself in the mirror and actually feel good about him or herself. Now, I'm no great fan of Dwight D. Eisenhower, but in his famous speech when he warned about the military-industrial complex, let's not forget, in the very next breath, he spoke of the scientific technological complex. So now we have a society under military rule, a law of necessity. Men and women are programmed, socially engineered, and then compartmentalized to serve the common good. And in this case, Common Core. How do you feel about this, ladies and gentlemen? The pillars of our community. And you know how I disdain that word community. Who are these people? I've listed some of them. When we look for experts with supposed expertise to help us in those trying moments when we need help the most, do we trust these people? Trust criminals? Racketeers? I dare say I don't know how anybody can support parasites. Parasites. Human traffickers. Freeloaders. I mean criminals. Anyway, let me segue to what I wanted to talk about, and really nothing else, because frankly, I don't like repeating this drivel. It's rather distasteful. As are communitarians. Totally disgusting. Human capital, indeed. So I want to tie in our last three episodes of Agitprop, where we spoke to matters of the law and our relationship to the state, that non-resident alien status. I personally see everything relative to that word law as simply one word. I've boiled it down to one word, and you can too. And for me, that word is counteract. One word, counteract. In that word, I see all natural law, universal law, scientific law, all spiritual law. But that's only because, as you know, I'm interested in words. I break that word down. Contra, counter, act, country. Contact. But especially that word contract. the only thing one need remember about the law, in my view, not yours, is embodied in that word, counteract. But aside from that, there's only two other words that concern me almost daily. I'll remind you once again what those are after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Did you delay? You call it a night, and I call it a day. Your heart is just
So this song, entitled Click Click, speaks to Russian roulette, ladies and gentlemen. Do you really want to play Russian roulette with your life? Do you want any of those that you love to play Russian roulette with their own lives? Well, I promise you, this is what gangsterism breeds. It's a form of slavery. And it absolutely is crime. When you're part of a crime network, and you know you're part of a crime network, how does that weigh upon you or your loved ones? I urge you to check out Robin Eubanks. Learn about who this man is and learn about his website. Again, that website is entitled InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. Check out ChannelingReality.com, Vicki Davis's website. We have to read just a little bit. But those final two words, the first is well-being, and the second is economy. I urge you to look them up. If you haven't looked up the word capital in some time, I urge you to look that word up. Write the word well-being at the top of a page. Split it down the middle and divide it between needs and wants. Turn the paper over, write that word economy. Look the word up. Divide it down the middle as well. And separate the sides between resources and actions. There you have it. Three words. And let's not forget that acronym, ART, as in the art of war. Attention to reputation earns one trust. Thank you for joining me today. Please stay tuned to RBN.
When the collapse comes.